I am now owed my burgers, teasers, and milkshake. And we welcome in Daryl Ryder here. Daryl, welcome to the show, my friend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's so great to have you today.
I'm sure it is.
It's such an honor to talk with you specifically today. Other days, still
not
some,
so much.
But not as much as this today, where we can come together and I can hear the magical words, the words everybody loves to hear. Nick was right. Nick was right. Now you.
Oh, no, Nick was right, but I thought we don't do the chanting thing on your show. I thought that was another show.
No, not for this one time. And on this, listen, I try very hard not to steal anybody else's bits, all right? I have the best bits. My
it's
bits get stolen.
It's not stealing. It's borrowing.
I'm borrowing it just this once so I can hear you say the phrase, Nick was right, and that this bet has officially turned sour for you. When did you know, like, officially that you were going to owe me? Like, what was the point in the season where you said, it doesn't matter whether it's August 20th or September 11th or September 12th, I'm going to pay that fat man a burger?
June 15th.
Why June 15th? That was very specific.
It's just mid-June. Yeah. Yep. Had a pretty good idea. So I've got the funds set aside. Now, I guess.
Plus 15 bucks, dude.
The only thing we have to do is arrange for payment, because I am a man of my word. I do not welch on my bets, the few that I make, and often lose, which is why I don't bet often. We do need to arrange for me to pay up.
Yeah.
So you let me know what works with your schedule. You said you would like me present to enjoy you shoving burgers, teasers, and milkshake in your face. So... again, I'm a man of my word, so you just let me know where and when, and I will pay up accordingly.
I mean, next Tuesday looks really, really good for me. How does it look for you?
Okay. You know what? We could go live, because I do talk with Jonathan Peterlin on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go live from the bet on overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. So yeah, that works for me.
Now, is it going to be a problem that I'll be playing Careless Whisper in the background as I slowly and seductively eat this cheeseburger?
Yeah, you have to talk to the legal team about that.
No. I mean, you have to. I'm here to consume burger, listen to George Michael, and enjoy the winnings, as it were, the spoils of my victories. That's
what if I break out the seether version of Careless Whisper?
You're going to have to buy me a second burger to keep me from kicking your ass. That's what's going to happen there. Like, come on.
I only budgeted for one burger, one teaser, and one milkshake for you, and that's why we put limits on this.
What if I break out the Sha-na-na version of Careless Whisperer? Like, can we find a crappier band? Sorry, Seether fans or Sha-na-na fans.
I was going to say, back in the day, I was kind of into Seether. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there was a time and place, and it was high school or college for most of us. Man, I am not intentionally... I'm Seether fans, I'm sorry. You're catching strays here, because I'm trying to gloat too much with Daryl here.
Find Nick on X, at Nick Wilson Says.
That's
Send
fair.
Send your complaints there.
BT Dubs, while we're on this, because I will do just about anything to avoid talking about Deshaun Watson right now.
Same.
Is Elon Musk looking at your private browsing history? How did your depth chart get hit up for being involving nudity?
I have no idea.
Is it profiling? Did they just?
I don't know. I was a little surprised when I woke up and got that email notification. Then I went to my account, and I don't know what it looks like from the outside. You know, I don't know, like, what their warning system looks like on a particular, but like. There's plenty of other stuff that I've posted on X that maybe they could flag, but not a depth chart, for crying out loud. I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of porn bots on X. There's plenty of racism on X. There's plenty of just downright ugliness on X. And who knew the Browns depth chart, a photo of it, a screenshot of it, would catch the ire of the X police, the Elon Musk police. on that social media platform. So it is what it is, but I'm not going to lie. I was really amused with a lot of the responses, half of which I cannot read on the air, but there were some really, really good responses to me putting that up there. And because I wanted, because I assumed that there was some warning put on like my account or at least on that particular post. So that's why I went ahead and I put that out there so that folks knew that, you know, I was aware of it and making fun of it because it is just a wee bit ridiculous.
Well, I have to tell you, it has gotten bleak when the Browns depth chart is being viewed as smut.
Yes, like, yeah. Yes. And as some did point out in their responses, that performance on Sunday against the Cowboys was rather offensive and should be flagged. So
we're going to soft launch into the Browns part of this. We're not just going to go right into the Deshaun stuff. I could use a Browns palate cleanser before I get back to it in 30 minutes here.
Okay.
Has this Jacksonville game, I don't want to say must win because I know that's like a that's kind of like an evergreen thing we can throw around, but has this Jacksonville game suddenly become crucially important to the Browns this year, both in the practicality of not starting 0-2 and just this team needs a win in the worst way?
Well, I'm not going to say it's must win, but they must go to Jacksonville and play much better than they did on Sunday. If you go down there and you lose a heartbreaker in the closing seconds, but you played well on offense, right, I think it'll be palatable to folks. But if it's a carbon copy of what we saw against Dallas, where Deshaun Watson looks completely lost in the backfield, I mean, you know, those plays that he used to love when teams brought the pressure on him because he would just break free and make them pay either with his feet or with his arm, those plays just aren't there for him anymore for you know, I think obvious reasons. He hasn't played a lot of football in recent years. So I think they just need to go to Jacksonville and just play well on both sides of the ball. And the end result is what the end result is. But knock off the pre-snap penalties, stop getting behind the chains, trim down the three and out series, put some points on the scoreboard. I know they gave up 33 points, but I honestly think the defense was okay. I don't feel like the defense was a problem. The problem was the offense against Dallas, Nick.
Daryl Rutter joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. On the field or off the field, what are you more concerned with right now about where Deshaun is after a pretty much Sunday and Monday of this week?
Well, I would say on the field, just from this standpoint, I certainly don't want to minimize the allegations that have been made. And obviously, there is a process now that's going to take place both in civil court and with the NFL investigation into these allegations and the potential that Watson could at some point face greater discipline. The reason I say on the field, Nick, is for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think that this situation with the investigation and obviously the adjudication of the civil suit, that I don't think is going to take place before the end of the season. Looking at the last timeline of the NFL investigation, it was 4 or 5 months. And then it was another month and a half for the ultimate final ruling and discipline. Then there was the appeal, and that was another month and a half to 2 months. And then they came to the disciplinary settlement. So I don't foresee that this is going to be resolved or impact this specific season as far as Deshaun potentially facing discipline from the league. And again, obviously it's going to take some time for this to work its way through a resolution in civil court as well. So I am concerned on the field, mostly because he just hasn't played very well in the time that we have seen him in those 13 games. We've seen glimpses, to be fair. Yes, we have seen glimpses of the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, but that was not good Sunday. And I gave him the grace of everything he was dealing with in his life, with his father passing away on Friday before the game. The next day, a friend and a former teammate, we talked about it on Monday, I know, you know, had passed away, and you know, that was probably weighing on his mind. So, like, So I wasn't ready to, you know, absolutely jump all over him for that performance on Sunday. But, like, I am concerned that all of this stuff that's going on off the field is going to have an impact. That's why I asked him today about it. He kind of brushed that off and said he's, you know, zeroed in and focused in on football. And that may be all well and good, but I just know what Dallas did to him from a pressure standpoint. They hit him 17 times, sacked him 6, and now he's going up against yet another talented and stout front that the Jacksonville Jaguars present, and they like to get after the quarterback and pressure as well. And I'm really concerned how he's going to react to that and whether or not the results are going to be similar.
Darryl Deshaun did speak today, which I give a single kudo to, because they could have pushed it till Friday. He could have, you know, there are ways you can do this to minimize the eyes on you, especially 2 days after this. So I give a kudo on that. But at the same point, there were multiple moments where kind of went viral with things that he said, how he responded. Yeah. What do you think the important takeaways from that press conference were?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that this is independent of the previous allegations and disciplinary ruling and settlements and everything that happened back in 2022. The NFL clearly views this as a separate thing because they're now doing a separate investigation. Kevin Stefanski mentioned today that he was unaware of the allegations. Now, this is the caveat reminder that, you know, press conference sound bites are not sworn testimony here. He's not under oath. So for all we, I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that, like, let's not just take that statement as like gospel, but that is what he did say on the record today. Deshaun said that he found out the way everyone else did when it, you know, when we all found out about it. Then, of course, the lawyer for the plaintiff, Tony Busby, put that statement out on Instagram saying, don't think so. For 10 months, we've been trying to hammer out a settlement regarding this case, and this is something that's been going on since this alleged incident occurred back in 2020 that Watson had been aware of, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my top takeaway, that he is, I don't want to say clearly, but it appears, this is how I say it, it appears he is in jeopardy of further discipline from the National Football League above and beyond the civil court aspect.
Darryl, great stuff. I look forward to next Tuesday. I just am ready, and I'm glad that we can get this out of the way. It won't impact
will
our friendship.
Eat, but will you eat between now and Tuesday? Are you like gonna? Are you?
I'm gonna cleanse.
Are you gonna cleanse for this, or are you going to just go and chow down between now and Tuesday to prepare yourself for this?
So I will take it light until Tuesday.
Okay.
So that my body, which is a temple, is very well prepared for what I can only expect will be quite a religious experience. Darryl, be good, buddy.
I give you a kudo for saying your body is a temple with a straight face. Talk to you later.
People saying it. Darryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.